It is now 9 hours on the clock. McDonald, are you fine, Honourable Member?
I'm just going to say good morning, Chairperson. That's all. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Honourable McDonald. Let me take this opportunity and thank all the members of this portfolio committee. I hope you energized and ready for today's work. I know people may still be celebrating where they've won municipalities on coalitions, and others are not happy, they've lost. Please don't bring that negative energy in this committee. I'm with you, all of you. The losers and the winners remain still part of this portfolio committee. Valerie?
Good morning, Chairperson.
How are you?
I'm well, Chair, thank you.
Thank you very much, Valerie. If you are well, can we get apologies, Valerie?
Chair, from the member side, Mr. Mangu is running a little bit late. He is flying in this morning and will join the meeting shortly. From the department side is from the minister, who's having a prior meeting with the branches about performance.
Thank you very much, Minister and Honourable Mangu. We have agreed that apologies will only be through the Secretariat. Am I correct, Valerie?
That's correct, Chairperson.
Do members know about that?
That has been communicated a number of times, Chair.
Okay. Let me hear Honourable Nolu Chungu.
Good morning, Chair, and apologies for not following protocol. I received a message this morning that Honorable Makosini is still in hospital, so he will not be joining us. And I will also be leaving early. I have my monthly doctor's checkup at 10:30 this morning. Thank you.
Honorable Nolu Chungu, I'm not going to request you to show your face. We accept your apology because this seems to be an emergency. Otherwise, we would ask you nicely that you should follow the protocol. When was Honorable Makosini hospitalized?
He was hospitalized last week, Wednesday. He fell whilst he was taking a shower and he's still in hospital. But he's recovering. He's
in
fine.
Quarter.
No, here in Cape Town. He was preparing to go to Parliament on Thursday morning. Yes.
Okay, now do send our messages to him. We wish him a speedy recovery. We have also noted your request to leave a bit earlier. The request is noted.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Our item number one, as we know it on the agenda, is an item that has to deal with the clause by clause deliberations on the economic regulation of transport. I was told that this report may not be ready in the form we wanted. Some minor changes were to be made. And the report has not reached our shores. Valerie, what is the latest?
Chair, as I've indicated, the typesetter has not responded yet. We've just called them again to fix a very small issue on the bill. We do understand that this is a very busy time for them. So it's no fault of them because they also have other clients. It is very minor, so we are hopeful that they can do so. I've requested them to just tell us whether they can give us the typesetting version of the A and the B bill before 9:30 so that I can advise the committee on whether it is feasible to go ahead or not. Just so that members know, we have the proofs of the bill. But when we saw the bill on Friday, the first proofs, we realized that there was one drafting error in terms of the line numbering on the A list, as well as some indentation issues that needed to be fixed on the A bill as well on the B bill. So as soon as we hear from the typesetter, I will brief the chair about the way forward. Everything else is ready, chair. The report is ready. But we need, as I indicated to you, we need to get the printed version, the typesetted version corrected, because as soon as the committee adopts the bill and the report on the bill, we need to have those bills available for outside stakeholders as well as Parliament to see. So we don't want any errors to be picked up later. We'd rather do it before the adoption of the bill.
Valerie, that item will stand over. Thank you very much. Honorable members, can we deal with item number 2, which is the consideration of the draft report on the 2021-2022 first quarter expenditure of the Department of Transport. What we are doing with this report is to finalize our observation, and if we have any recommendations, do them now or keep our peace. Let me see hands in terms of that report, or I take it that members have gone through the report, but if members want, because we have a bit of time, we may just request a quickly run through the report, so that if there are any observations or recommendations, we do them. Advocate Almanel.
Morning, Chair. Would you like me to put the report on the screen for members?
Yes, please. I would want you to put the report on the screen for members so that we quickly run through that report.
Okay, Chair, I hope you can see it there.
I hear you and I see the report, Advocate.
Okay, Chair. Just to take members through, this is the committee's report on the presentation that the department did for their first quarter expenditure. Our introduction is our usual introduction. It just indicates the work of the committee and why we do these reports. It was presented to the committee on the 1st of September. Then, Chair, here the analysis of the first quarter expenditure. Members will recall this was in the research report on the quarterly expenditure, but it is also taken from the slideshow presentation by the department. So it gives an indication of the budget allocation and the first quarter spend, and whether there are any delays in the expenditure. So we see in 2.1, the table on the expenditure per program. It also indicates what was spent on the COVID-19 aspects. Then we do a program by program indication just to show here that there was a slower spend due to slow filling of vacant posts. Then the integrated transport planning, again, there was a lower than projected spending due to slow progress on the regional corridor on the autonomous vehicle regulation projects. Then for rail transport, again, there was a lower than expected expenditure due to slow progress on the white paper for rail and the National Rail Safety Amendment Bill. Then for road transport, again, we see there's slightly lower than projected expenditure. And this was due to transfers to the Road Traffic Infringement Agency that was lower than previously anticipated, as well as some aspects for the funding of ARTO. There was also an under expenditure for the development of road disaster management plan and the sustainable roads implementation guideline, as well as the Shambo Sonke program. Then for civil aviation, also a lower than expected expenditure due to goods and services or under goods and services due to less travel by the officials and slow filling of posts. There was also a delay in payments for some of the foreign membership. Then on maritime transport, again, lower than projected expenditure due to the suspended IMO World Maritime Day parallel event. This event has been postponed quite a bit. We also saw in our PRRR for last year's targets, it was also delayed due to COVID. And then on public transport, there was, again, a lower than projected expenditure, and this was linked to transfers to the taxi recapitalization program, as well as the procurement of services for the public transport grant monitoring program and the implementation of the Shova Kalula program. On the COVID-19 expenditure, we just indicate how much was spent on the related projects. And this was linked to the procurement of protective equipment and other interventions within the department, as well as support to public transport operators in response to the pandemic. And there's an indication of what is still available in the budget for that. Then the committee observations, based on the discussions that members had during the meeting, as well as some aspects that we picked up in the presentation. So the proposed committee observations are the following. Out of the 35 targets set for the first quarter, the department met only 26. And at only a 40% performance, the integrated transport planning program was the worst performer for the quarter. While the department had projected to spend 15 billion by the end of the first quarter, it ended up spending 14.6 billion. And this translated into the delay of 383.7 million or 2.6%. Expenditure was lower than projected. The public transport program spent 122.1 million lower than projected due to lower than expected demand on the taxi recapitalization program and delays in projects such as the public transport grant monitoring and Shova Kalula bicycle program. Then 3.2, the 96 million underspending in the monitoring of the PTOG was due to a delay in the approval of the business case and gap analysis that was noted by the committee. It was noted that the department's report on its expenditure did not mention a budget for the formalization of the taxi industry. That was one of their targets from the National Taxi Lekgotla. Then 3.4, a delay in payments for foreign membership to the Aviation Safety Organization, ICAO, and COSPAS SARSAT contributed to slower than planned spending. The committee noted that only 6 IPTN operating cities, which are Cape Town, Johannesburg, Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, Nelson Mandela Bay, and George, reported on the number of average weekday passenger trips. Then 3.6, committee noted that a total of 9 new trains were provisionally accepted during the quarter under review in the rolling stock fleet renewal program. The department was asked why it did not focus on the improvement of passenger capacity as opposed to the number of train sets. And there was also concern raised that despite the amount spent under the rail transport program, there remained several rail corridors that were not running trains to transport passengers. 3.7, the implementation of the scholar transport remains a concern to the committee, but it did not seem to be a priority in the department. That was one of the comments during the meeting. Then 3.8, noting the majority of the underspend was linked to less travel due to COVID restrictions, the department was asked whether future budgets will take into consideration that this will continue as a long-term effect on operations, and conversely, the budget will continue to be affected. 3.9, slow filling of vacancies remained a concern, and the department was asked whether it assessed the impact of slow filling of vacancies and how this will affect service delivery. Then the proposed committee recommendations. Committee recommends that the minister ensure that 4.1, the department provides detailed reasons for the underspending and to indicate whether it assessed the impact of the slow filling of vacancies on service delivery. The department should also indicate whether it has put measures in place to curb the slow filling of vacant posts. 4.2, the department explains why it does not seem to have found mechanisms to address the repeat of lower than projected spending on the taxi recapitalization program, public transport monitoring program, and Shova-Kalula program. 4.3, the department provides the following information to the committee: the timeframes for the migration of freight from road to rail, detailed information on the corporatization of Transnet National Ports Authority, the Operation Pakisa Oceans Economy 3-foot plan, and the memorandum of agreement between municipalities and Sunrail on the integrated single ticketing system. Then updates on the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Act project rollout, and feedback from National Treasury on the proposed integration of road traffic law enforcement entities. And then lastly, an update on the implementation of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project. Chair, those are the proposed recommendations and observations from the meeting that the committee had with the department on their first quarter expenditure.
They are clear and very loud as I see them. Advocate Nell, let me just test if any member wants to move that these are sufficient, or if there is any view to make some more observations or recommendations, members are allowed to do so. I see the hand of the Honorable McDonald. Honorable McDonald.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, Advocate Nell, for a very comprehensive report. Chairperson, I don't want to take time. I want to move that we adopt the report as a true reflection of the committee's report. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much for that progressive move. Any seconder?
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Mapena here, I second.
Honorable Mapena here, you second, and Honorable Nolichungu.
Thank you, Chair. EFF abstains.
Thank you, Fighter. We have noted your abstinence. Thank you very much. You can now lower your hand. Thank you very much. We can take that we have dealt with this report. It is now adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Transport, and the EFF has abstained. Thank you very much, members. On my agenda, we have the next item as the consideration and adoption of the minutes of the 16th of November 2021. I've gone through the minutes myself. I have not seen anything untowards, but I open to members for any corrections. If there is no correction, can we move for adoption?
Honorable Chair, Honorable MacDonald, I move for adoption.
Honorable MacDonald, move for adoption. Any seconder?
Honorable Mapena will second.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mapena. Any matters arising from the minutes, honorable members? Nothing. So the minutes are adopted. Honorable members, I have suggested that the first item on the agenda should stand over probably for next week so that we don't do rush on the agenda. Can I get a seconder to that so that we close this item properly?
Chairperson, Honorable Hunsinger, I would suggest that we just liaise with the legal department. I've got no problem in seconding your progressive proposal that we should deal with it as soon as they are ready. If I could dare to reformulate it instead of being specific to next week, Chairperson, I know that the pipeline is rather full with a lot of work, and I don't want us to have to adjust on our very firm proposal. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable MacDonald.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't have vehemently disagree with your proposal, Chairperson. I do, however, I think before we put it back onto the agenda to make sure that everything is ready so that when we bring it back that we can continue with the work, Chairperson. So I think we shouldn't fix a date on when we were going to do it, Chairperson, but it's up to you, Chairperson, so that when it comes here that it's completed, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
There is a hand that is called Portfolio Committee on Transport. It may be Valerie's hand, I don't know.
Hey, yes, it is my hand. As I've indicated to you earlier, I've asked the typesetting service to give us an update. They will be able to give us the proofs in the next 20 minutes, Chair.
There it is, honorable members. Let me test your patience on this matter. I see the end of Honorable Mapena.
No, Chair, it was just to emphasize and echo Honorable Hansinger's call this morning. But I see that you want us to exercise patience and see if we'll receive feedback as per the suggestion of Honorable Hunsinger. But I just wanted to echo this. But nonetheless, we do not have any problems whatsoever, as long as that suggestion is taken into consideration.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, if I may suggest, testing your patience, of course, that we should adjourn and come back in the next 20 minutes and see if we're getting what we are supposed to get. Am I getting your full cooperation on that? The time is now 25 past on my watch. If we agree, can we take a 30 minutes break? We'll come back 5 to 10. That means I am getting your cooperation, honorable members. Silence means consent. Thank you very much. Let's stretch our leg a bit and we'll then come back in 5 to 10. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you. Honorable members, are you back?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Akbar, Lien, May. Valerie, is everybody back?
Yes, we're back, Chair.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Thank you very much for timekeeping. Valerie?
Yes, Chair.
Are you here?
I'm definitely here, Chair.
Okay, tell us how far are we?
Chair, I have just shared the proofs with yourself, the members, the state law advisor, the parliament legal advisor, and our content advisor. Chair, during the break, I've been informed that the state law advisor, as I've indicated to you, said that there might be a need for further correction. Through you, Chair, is it possible that the state law advisor can take the committee through that while Advocate Nell is sharing the proofs for members to show where those correction must possibly be made? Because I've indicated to you, when a bill is being typeset, we need to know exactly what the amendments should look like, so that there's no mistakes that is later picked up in the bill that has already been printed. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let's get through the process. We will allow a state law advisor, Mayor Haricharan, to point out to the committee as to what needs to be fixed here, so that we know we adopt that. Number two, as we have said earlier on, we will allow a situation where those corrections that we agree on are corrected, and then the bill is brought back to us as soon as it is ready. Mayor Richardson.
Good morning, Chairperson, and to all on the committee. Chairperson, if I may, please be allowed just 5 minutes before I address the committee on those typesetting errors, please, Chairperson.
You want to be allowed 5 minutes on top of the 30 minutes that we, okay.
I do apologize, Chair. I just want to check something on the bill quickly. If I may be allowed, thank you.
Now we allow you.
Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Mapena. Chambers.
Yes, Chair.
How are you, I nearly said my comrade.
But no, Chair, but you remain my brother, though. So where is the difficulty there? Also, at the last sitting in the National Assembly, I actually thanked you very much, and I acknowledge your leadership and your guidance in the committee. I think you must go back and play that video. I think I dedicated a whole chunk of my opening to you to thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you were present in the meeting or not.
No, I was, and you know why I'm laughing. the meaning of comrade is more than a brother. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I elevate our relationship to that level, but I hear you. Maybe I should give you feedback on your request. You remember last time you wanted your issue to be resolved, the issue of the live streaming of the committee's meetings.
Yes, Chair.
Now, I did promise that, now look, let's not make noise about this thing. I'll follow it up. Indeed, I've followed it up. And the same meeting that we're in was live streamed, just to indicate to members. I have, however, impressed upon SIBO to make sure that we are on par with other committees in terms of live streaming. But as a brother, I thought, why is this brother of mine, when he's angry with me, he want live streaming? I was just pondering on my head, because at that point you were agitated about this other issue that we said we'll deal with. You still remember it, né? Now you said, hey, why are we not live streaming?
Yeah, no.
So I'm just saying, yeah, I've taken that matter. It is a matter that I will keep my eye on, as you have indicated that your suspicion is that we are not on par with other committees in terms of us being live streamed. But the same meeting where we were was actually live streamed.
Yeah,
I thought I should just report quickly to you whilst we still have an opportunity.
Yeah, I think not just to me, Chair, but I think to the committee as a whole, but also just to say, you see, like today's feedback, it's important that it's streamed, because it will also into the public space to say that when we
You are breaking, Honorable Mabena.
Oh, he has broken, Honorable Chair.
You are breaking. Your network is breaking. You want to take over. I know sometimes your allegiance dictates that when he breaks, you take over. He's back. Honorable Mabena, what were you saying?
No, I was saying, for instance, today's feedback is very important in that you are giving us feedback. So it must be streamed so that we can see that you are a chairperson that is very responsive and a chairperson that is very agile.
I can also report to the committee, Honorable Mabena, that as we speak, me and you, we are live.
Yeah, no, it's just that my network is very unstable, because there's power. We don't have power here. But all I was saying was that it's important that such feedback is streamed, because it also projects a different picture to say that, you know what, our chairperson is very energetic and very agile, and he listens and he also follows up on these issues, that when members of the committee raise issues, he springs into action and he resolves them. So people must also see that, you know, when we raise issues, it's not just for expedience, but that you are a chairperson that is not partisan, you know, that people can see your work.
No, thank you very much for those accolades, Honorable Mabena. I thought I should do that, as I promised. Let me go live now with the state law advisor, May Haricharan. May Haricharan, you asked for 5 minutes. And you know, with our patience as the committee, we have given you 5 minutes. Hopefully you have utilized our 5 minutes profitably. Let's hear from you. Ms. Haricharan? Valerie? Honorable members, am I audible? Can you hear me?
Chair, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Now the people who must hear me, they are not hearing me. Oh, there we are. Ms. Haricharan? You may be muted wherever you are. Can you unmute yourself and talk to us? Valerie?
Chair, yes, I'm online.
Valid, right.
Where is Ms. Haricharan, the state law advisor? Do we still have her with us?
Yes, she is online, Chair. I see her, she's still here.
Okay.
But she has muted herself. She needs to unmute herself, Jay.
Ms. Haricharan, I have requested you to unmute yourself. Can you do so quickly? Because you are putting this committee into a situation that we do not envisage ourselves to be.
I apologize, Chairperson, for that delay. Chairperson, I just, if possible, I need to speak to Valerie, the committee secretary, regarding one point, Chair, if I may please be allowed that indulgence. I do apologize for this. And then I will address the committee on the typesetting errors that need to be corrected in the people. I do apologize, Chairperson.
Talk to the committee, ma'am.
Address. I will call and
yeah, leave Valerie, just talk to the committee.
Yes, if I'm just going to telephone her if possible, Chairperson, and then I'll come back to the committee, if that's fine.
Ms. Haricharan, are you ready to address the committee? You asked for 5 minutes, we've given you 5 minutes.
I do apologize, Chair. Just a quick telephone call. Just want to clarify something with Valerie and then I'll come back. I'm terribly sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. A minute. Okay, thank you.
Chairperson, Honorable Hunsinger, I lost signal for a moment. Can you just tell me, Chairperson, where are we now?
You have lost me for a minute, Honorable Hunsinger. We have suggested that we should be informed in terms of what needs to be fixed, where actually are the mistakes so that the committee knows. And that has to be done by the state law advisor, Ms. Haricharan, who has since requested us to give her 5 minutes. She wants to check something. We did give her 5 minutes. After the 5 minutes, she is requesting for a minute to talk to Valerie quickly and and address us. I think that's where we are. We are waiting for the state law advisor to address us on this issue of where are actually the mistakes, and then we'll then close the meeting because we need to agree with those mistakes as the committee and allow them to go and correct them and bring the bill once everything is corrected, as we have said, Honorable Chris Hunsinger. I see your hand up, sir.
Chairperson, can I propose that,
yeah,
we postpone this meeting? It's really, it's close to embarrassment. Clearly, you know, we are not prepared for today. The content is not ready to be submitted to the portfolio committee, and could we rather give them ample time? Let's give them a week, Chairperson. I propose that we postpone this item to next week. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah, I think it will lead to that. It will definitely lead to that, Honorable Hunsinger. Ms. Haricharan? State Law Advisor? Valerie.
Yes, Chair. The State Law Advisor is ready to continue now.
No, let's do this, Valerie. Is Ms. Haricharan here? Can she hear us? Ms. Haricharan, are you here? The State Law Advisor? Okay, let me address you, Valerie, and everybody. We don't envisage a situation like this as a committee. Truly, we do not also want to take our time and deal with the business that the admin side of this portfolio committee, in this case, the person who's responsible for this bill, must do before the bill comes to the committee. That should be corrected. We will not tolerate a situation like this going forward, because people must be ready when coming to the committee, ready about briefing the committee on any other matter that the committee needs to be briefed on. We do not take this lightly as a committee. It's unfortunate, and I want to place that on record. I hope Ms. Haricharan is with us, is listening. We will not tolerate this thing in our next ensuing meetings. Will not. We are polite enough as a committee, but I think we deserve a bit more of a respect too. We are going to close this meeting. You should bring this item, work together, bring this item once it is correct. So suggest the committee and am I having a second that we should bring this meeting to its logical conclusion, honorable members?
Pete May, I second it.
Third by the honorable McDonald.
Thank you. The meeting is closed. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you.
Long live the chair. Long live.